All right, welcome back, everyone. Podbean decided to kill us off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, Podbean just goes, hey, guess what, everyone? See ya.
It was all that sex talk from before. We were all
maybe. I have no idea, but it literally just totally kicked me out of
what
there.
What the fuck? It kicked me out, too. I'm sorry.
Showed up out of nowhere. Hey, Amber, no, how are you? What?
Yeah, it just literally just, it said, show is over. Click. That was it.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it went to, straight X screen, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what, though? I just posted the show and our pictures back, so maybe it had something to do with they had to reset something.
Maybe. I don't know, but it literally...
I'm going to blame it on Amber May, because she just showed up out of the blue.
I'm going to blame it on Shelby.
That is
Scott.
True.
Right. Right,
Amber, come on now.
I was
good job,
Maricopa
Amber. You wanted
County,
to come up on the show. You killed
Maricopa County, Amber. Blame it on her.
I was a party pooper, so I said, if I'm not on the show, none of y'all can be on the show.
All right. So
see
now
how
let's
you are.
All in favor.
Wow, everyone, welcome back to the Pulse. After Podbean just goes, you're done.
Man, that was rare.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, we're back to it. Glitter May, welcome back to the show.
I like
it's good
that
to
Glitter
see
May.
You.
That's
you like that?
For me, I think.
I like Glitter May.
You mean Glitch?
No, Glitter May.
Yeah. Well, she was her because we had a major glitch.
We did. Ozman says he dropped three times about 20 minutes in yesterday.
Jeez.
Really?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Scott got kicked out of here before and everything, and now everybody else did.
Right.
Well, I'm not getting kicked out. It's like
microphone problems and everything else. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're all back. Thank God we're back. Okay, so we're talking about
our family.
Oh, sorry. No, I like it. I mean, you did. You had to go there, didn't you? Sister's Pledge, right?
Right.
There you go. Is that what we're looking for?
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, we could get rocking.
I think he's
Scott's
going to
start singing
too much.
I don't like this
song. Karaoke song.
Are you
I don't like it.
What's wrong with you, Scott?
It's stupid. For children.
Oh,
it's like saying you it's something you play for kids at a preschool. Like, hey, everybody dance.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like basic bitch shit.
You're just mad because your mop won't dance with you in this song.
Don't hold back, Scott. Say it how it is.
He is lately. So anyway, we were talking about back to the conversation. We were talking about the car. We ended up buying a car down in Kansas, and anyway, against all odds, we bought a minivan down there. And Scott said, Scott actually, he's behind me all the way on it. I was really iffy about it. I really was. But the thing is nice. I mean, it's got everything known to mankind, and especially Ma can get in and out of it easy. It's got leather seats with red stitching. I mean, it's kind of, what did you call it, Scott, when I said it's the GT? Well, what the hell's a GT in a minivan?
Right. There's no point to, yeah. Cause like, what is that? Like, it just refers to the seats basically.
Right. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Like they all got the same freaking motor in them. There's no like, it's not like they're putting like
a rear air conditioner. You know,
it does have that.
Yeah. That doesn't mean GT though. A rear air conditioner. That's like.
It just means grand touring. That's all. It's comfort. Yeah.
It's comfort. Yeah. It does. Yeah. It is comfortable. What's really cool is it's got the power fold away seats. For the second and third row.
Wow.
That is cool. They fold inside and like it goes
what,
back there.
What I'll tell you though, the difference between like say even the Pacifica now and the old Town and Country compared to the one you have.
Yeah.
Your seats are shaped. And those ones don't have shaped seats. They have full comfort
shit.
Seats.
I thought you said shit.
Shit seats. No, the shaped. So he's got, I believe yours has contoured section seats, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So if you get a Town and Country, they have more like, call them like old school luxury car seats. No. Yeah. They're better for me because I love those types of seats, but these ones are like more contoured seats.
Okay.
Yeah. They're more like they're bigger and basic in the Town and Country. That's what I'll say. They're leather and they're bigger. They're fluffier and they're basic.
Yeah.
What's that, Amber? Are you talking about Lincoln cars?
No.
Grand Caravan.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about soccer mall.
It's the last year of the Grand Caravan before it swapped to Pacifica.
That shit's going to be, that's so funny. It's going to be a collector's item in like 20 years.
Right. And it still won't get 100,000 miles on it. I mean,
that's true.
Lucky just asked, when do we get the van? As soon as we set up, when you guys can take delivery of
it. Oh, so you're going to let them do it. Oh,
I've already got deliveries of, that's okay. We got it on our schedule.
Yeah, we got furniture.
We got
new bedding.
My house is furnished now, I'm telling you. Right? I got a whole new bed.
You have
in my
no
house.
Idea how much we owe you.
No, you don't owe us at all. I've got a whole house full of furniture. No, just kidding.
Shane and Cindy, they got new furniture. Yeah. New minivan.
They're taking your recliner that's got the heat and massage in it for a ride, I bet.
So, Shane, you're the one who got the minivan?
No. Brett and I did for the house in Kansas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we have a vehicle down there.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just helping them out.
Yeah,
middlemen.
You're more than middlemen.
Because we're not down there right now. The dealer's delivering it, and they have to get the keys for us.
Yeah, look, right now, I'm shaking a bag full of keys in front of me, and a garage door opener.
Shane and Cindy, they got the house key.
What's the point with this stuff, man?
They got the garage door opener. They got a minivan coming. They got new furniture.
Yeah.
Who else is their weekend house?
Right? Who
else
is their house? Yeah, we just go over there and hang out.
That's the party house. Brett, they just go over there, throw the parties.
Brett's paying somebody to mow the lawn. We got it all worked out.
Oh my God, I got to call that guy.
Oh, you forgot to call him?
Perry. I'll call him. Yeah.
Okay.
I just totally. I don't know. I got nothing.
It got slingshotted, you know, down the road.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Unintended.
That's another thing. We're like burying you guys in shit to do. And we're not
No, you're not.
How long are you guys planning to, like, go down there? Like, how often?
We're going to go down there as much as we can. We're going down for the whole summer.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And then when they finish,
third
retirements, they'll be down for probably ever.
Yeah. Holidays, yeah. We'll be down for. We want to do Christmas down there. Amber, you're welcome.
I might.
I know
that.
It's not very far. It's a road trip away.
It is just a road trip away. Yep.
Yeah. I'm going, Amber.
Amber, listen.
Yeah.
Amber,
hitch
listen,
a ride with Scott.
Lucky found.
I'm not driving.
From Wichita, Kansas to Phoenix, to Phoenix Mesa, it was $200 round trip.
Oh, so dang, that's really good.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah.
And Wichita's about an hour and a half.
And then you got to drive from Wichita. But it's okay.
That would be fun. That would be fun to see all you guys in Kansas.
It's easier to get to Kansas than Alaska.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm just jealous because I'd love to have Brett and Susie come down here, and especially because when Brett comes down here, the temperature drops 20 degrees. So
right, every
I'm
time
a little
I'm down
jealous
there.
About that. Not gonna lie.
It does. I don't know what the deal is, you know.
Like July, come July, if Brett showed up to Arizona, I'd be happy. I'm like, oh no, it's not.
It was literally in the 80s. I was in there last year in July, and it dropped down into the 80s in Phoenix.
That's awesome.
I was like, okay. I mean, granted, I was still sweating my ass off, but it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. You know? Okay, since you know Arizona, and we got two people from Arizona, is there really a town somewhere called Jackrabbit Junction?
Philip, is there Jackrabbit Junction?
I don't think so.
Philip doesn't think so either, and he knows Arizona better than I do. He's hunted almost every place in Arizona. He doesn't think so.
Lucky is Googling right now.
So, I'm just curious because I'm listening to a series of books. They're kind of mystery books, and that's where it's supposed to, a lot of this happen, is a place called Jackrabbit Junction.
It's fictional.
Yeah.
And there's
Jackrabbit Trail in Buckeye, Arizona.
Yeah, there is a Jackrabbit Trail, but
that's in AJ. That's what they call the
series. It's supposed to be the way they described it. It's not.
Here we go.
Okay.
Jackrabbit, Arizona was an early 20th century mining community in Pinal County, Arizona.
Yeah, it's Tucson. It's Tucson.
Yeah. It's Tucson.
And that's what the book describes.
Yeah, it's Tucson.
Tucson's in Pinal.
Yeah. No,
but Jackrabbit, like the place, it's it's like, it's up there by the river, by River Road, and Oracle.
Okay. I got coordinates here.
Yeah, and it's in, not Oracle the city, Oracle the highway. Oracle and River.
Off the I-10 Oracle, I know what you're talking
right,
about.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's over there where, like, the Tucson Mall is. Mm-hmm. But so that area is really old. Like, there used to be an extremely popular horse track there that has now just been sitting there in disrepair for years.
Keegan, welcome, dude.
And that was called Jackrabbit?
That area used to be called Jackrabbit, yeah.
I never knew that.
Right. Yeah. Well, you have to remember that no matter how much you think you know about Southern Arizona,
something else pops
up. It's the same way with Tucson people and Phoenix people. Like, unless you've lived in both places, like, you don't know anything about the other. Like, you actually have to live in both places to know things. Like, if I say Arcadia to you,
I know exactly you
know exactly where that is. And you know, like, the nuance of the neighborhood, even, right? Like, if I say, like, you know, just certain areas, right? Like, you know, if, like, there's just about, like, Tucson, you wouldn't know.
My mother's a big fan of the Crested Saguaros. So we're traipsing off down south in south of Tucson, right? Looking for this one Saguaro. And we was like right on the Mexican border before we knew it. Just on dirt road. It was, you know, they were nice dirt roads. Sandy.
I could have told you where a few were that were closer.
We ended up way down there.
West Saguaro National Park. If you go to the ranger station and just say, "Hey, I wanted to know if you could tell me where a Crested Saguaro is," they'll tell you where you could get to one with like a 5-minute walk.
Saguaro National Forest is really pretty.
Oh,
it is very underrated.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's one of the
what's a Crested Saguaro? What does that mean?
It's crested, like
it looks like feathers from a turkey when they're fanned out.
Yeah, like almost the top opens up into several points. So it looks like almost like an oriental fan being opened up.
Yeah.
Like, it's really interesting.
Okay.
There was actually one up by my old house. And Yeah, but people try not, but there is a thing with them, and I'm sure Shane knows this now. No one tells you where they are. Like, a lot of people hold the secret of the ones they know where they're at because they don't want people like you know, trekking for them. Mm-hmm. So
that's just the one my mom was looking for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, it was one that nobody would give her. She'd been out there for the last 8 years. It took her 5 years to get the location of it.
See? Yep. That's not normal.
Yeah. Nobody.
Why? Because people dig them up or destroy them or something? Or just
no. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that they're going to take them. I think it's
an Arizona thing.
Right. You don't want people to keep driving those roads over and over again. They tear up the roads.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, people, then you go there and there's like, you know, like Stanley Cups everywhere. Like,
exactly.
You know, and Southern Arizona is dangerous. Like,
I know it is. And you live closer to the border now than you did in Tucson.
No, I don't. Not really.
In Benson?
Not
really.
It's kind of
closer. No. I'm like parallel with like Vail and Rita Ranch.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Boogie. I was just thinking about this.
Boogie.
So I was coming back from, speaking of saguaros, I was coming back from Prescott Valley, and I was coming down the I-17. And I was in my 85 Chevy short box 4x4. Okay. And I just hit about Carefree Highway. Now, you guys know what I'm talking about, the medians that are full of saguaros. I lost all brakes in that truck.
Oh, no.
I swerved into the median and took out 4 saguaros before I stopped.
Oh, no.
So if you're ever wondering, if Philip drives by there, you know, coming up there, if you guys are going up the canyon, up before Black Canyon City there, just look in there. There's some stumps because it was a lifted. It was very lifted. I was on 40s. So it left like, you know, 20-inch stumps of swarms there.
You swaro killer.
I was a swaro killer.
Murderer.
I was.
Can't help it when your brakes go out.
Someone called the cops.
It was. I mean,
some of those cactuses are 100 years old.
Yeah. And thanks. Help me out there, Shane.
I'm sorry.
I'll have Greenpeace up my ass here in a minute.
No, you won't. No,
yeah.
Shane,
you
know, come on. We'll go 50-50.
Yeah. They enforce the taking and damaging of them. They do it all over the state.
This was way back in 1950, you guys. It was way before the enforcement of them.
Right. So, yeah, that sounds good. No, you got to be in the state of Arizona. You got to be licensed even to move saguaros.
Yeah. You got to have a big truck, too.
Yeah.
You have to have that. I know Amber's seen them. I know Brett's seen them. You've ever seen the claw truck that?
Oh, yeah.
That people build?
I have.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. Yeah, I took out 4 of them. It took me like 6 hours with a pair of pliers just yanking spines out of the freaking radiator.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah, but didn't do nothing to the truck, but I sure as hell mowed some saguaros.
It could be worse. You know, you could have been in like south, I guess it would be kind of like southwest Arizona.
Yeah.
Like where you've got like those forest of cholla's. If you drove your truck into that, you can't even get out.
No, you can't. Dude, like, me and Jumpin' Cholla have the worst relationship you ever seen. Oh. I used to carry a fork wherever I went if I was out hiking or something.
Philip's going to put Jumping Cholla under Annabelle's window when she becomes a teenager.
That's fine.
There is nothing wrong with that. Add a few rose bushes in between.
And when, so I was in, what is that down? Organ Pipe. I was down in Organ Pipe, and there's deep in the canyons, if you go deep and you hike deep and they get really heavy, right? You can barely walk. It's almost like you're walking in a China shop, right?
Right.
And It's beautiful, though. I mean, it's absolutely one of the most, like this time of year to go over there, it's one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen in my life. It looks like you're on a different planet. There's just all these flowers, but those teddy bears, they will literally move towards you.
They do.
They lean towards you. You have a 7-8 foot tall teddy bear, Choya, that will, as you walk down the trail, will start to lean down on you
and reach for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, my mom's horses know about that. they will. No, actually, if you had a camera to film it and a high speed, you could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to carry a fork and a pair of pliers anytime. Wow. I mean, I was it was just one of those things. It was always on me, you know. It was just one of those things. I'd take the, you know, go hiking up Superstition Mountain or wherever, and I would just get just hammered with it.
Lucky says because your magnetic personality.
So the teddy bear and the jumping is the same, like, breed?
Yeah.
And they've got, like, that's another thing that, like, a lot of people don't know is how they break into segments. So if they do attach to you, they actually have a mechanism where those pieces, like, break away.
Yeah.
Kind of like a starfish in their legs.
Right. But if you go and if you grab a hold of a stalk in a safe place and you shake the shit out of one, it won't come apart. But as soon as it stabs its needles into something, it's like, it's like, oh, I'm going to lay all over you. Like, that's so weird.
Right. When we went hunting last October, Annabelle got some cactus in her. And she was a little champ, man. If I got cactus in me, I'd be crying like a baby. She was not even crying at all. She was just like, I think I have cactus in my leg, Dad. She was trying to be quiet because she didn't want to scare off any deer.
Let's also welcome to the show Mr. Boogie Nights. Boogie, how you doing, brother? Hey, Boogie, que paso?
Hey, doing all right. How do I sound?
Yeah,
what up, Boogie Man?
It's a good night, man. It's
Do
a good
I
night.
Sound okay?
Yeah.
Perfect, man.
All right. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew I wasn't the troll running around and he finally got caught.
Is there's a Boogie people, troll?
So. No.
Oh,
no, but there
man.
Was a troll last
week. Well, I mean.
Boogie, you know what happened to me that time, so.
Well, you know, you got to look out for Boogie under your bed because I'm the Boogie Man, so.
Even though I tried kicking underneath the bed to make sure there was nobody under there.
And the last time you did that, George, you gave me a black eye. I mean,
come on. I'm sorry, but you know how my kicking is.
We were role playing.
He's like a
guy. Who was the cop and who was the robber?
Well,
not that kind of role playing.
The movies Ladybugs. They were playing the movie
Ladybugs. Okay, then who was the cop and who was the prostitute?
All he knows is he had a lot of balls.
I got no respect. No respect.
No respect.
That's when they do it behind the dumpster.
That's right, man.
Darn tootin'.
Right.
You know what?
I was elsewhere.
They don't hide it anymore. I mean, they're on every street corner doing drugs, usually by a Circle K or a QT. Mostly a Circle K. I mean, it's terrible.
Walmart.
They don't even hide it anymore.
Nah, they don't.
I don't even know where we went with this.
I don't know. I'm going back to Kansas.
But no, hey guys, I'm glad you guys are all doing well, and that troll finally got caught.
I am too, because Dirty Denali was talking Alaska last week, and it kind of pissed me off.
It went from Dirty Denali to Dirty Old Man, the Dirty Saint, the Dirty Bella, the Dirty Dana Joe. I was all one night. I was like, what the hell?
I guess it's good I don't do live on Podbean.
Right. Oh, they would have done a Dirty Amber May.
Oh, they would have.
Yeah.
It would have got a lot of listens. I mean,
I was going to say,
when it went through the roof.
Talk dirty with Amber May.
Exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
King friendly radio for 99 cents a minute. Call in now.
The way Susie just said that was absolutely
that's
creepy.
Of course, right?
Susie, say that again. I got to hear you.
Talk dirty with Amber May.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Amber, I think you're
going to only.
Oh. Wow. Easy.
Yeah.
Give us your credit card number.
This coming
number
from
for
Mr.
499
Patio, but this show is the last one. Do we have to be easy? Get out of here.
The last
well, that's as bad as last week, me telling the joke, and it took you guys a while to catch on, and then went, oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I was just
my bowling joke.
My I didn't want
to. Yeah. I don't think Amber heard the bowling joke, did you?
No, Amber, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think
Susie,
so.
Go for
I
it.
I gave up bowling for sex. The balls are lighter and you don't have to wear shoes.
Oh, atta girl.
Amber's and still figuring it out.
I am.
You're not allowed to wear socks on the lane.
Gotcha.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, so that was the big news. We bought a car down in Kansas, and yes, it's a minivan. But it's a sexy GT minivan. God, I can't believe I just said that. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't believe
you're
said
getting
that
old
either.
Sexy and minivan.
Well, then fine. You can ride in the back.
No,
Miss Daisy.
No, I'm good. I'm
you
good.
Can haul a whole house in there, like a whole living room at once. I
right. Well, apparently we're going to have to because we got to go get our furniture from you.
Whatever's left of the furniture. Wow.
So
is Shane going to be turning the engine periodically for you
That recliner with the heated massage is pretty
yeah.
nice, Brett.
I'm is it
there right now?
Are you placing it in?
Yeah, on my patio.
On the patio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Kansas class, baby.
Well, in Kansas, you won't need any help moving it. The tornadoes will just put it
there
in the neighbor's yard for
That's
you.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
Like home. Right. Hell, look at this. We've got semen in the room again.
Hey.
Well, you know, Boogie, our house does come with a they call it a tornado shelter. I call it a bomb shelter. Yeah. Kind of services both purposes. It really does have one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it have a bathroom in the basement?
No, it's not in the basement. It's an actual bomb shelter out in the
You got to go outside and crawl in it.
Yeah.
You got to walk out in the
tornado
and get in it.
I totally
want
to come and see the bomb shelter. Like, totally now.
Me
like,
and
Shane
are just calling it the man cave.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hopping on a plane
we're
now.
We're going to have to put up some of that waffle board in there. But we'll be
okay. Right.
So is there a bathroom in the bomb shelter?
No. What do you need?
Well,
yeah,
there's a
bucket.
There's
a 5 gallon bucket.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
There's a honey bucket.
To the bomb shelter.
What do you think they did back in the old days there? You went crap in a bedpan.
Tornado was going.
Yeah.
Well.
And I tell you what.
We're not in the olden days anymore.
Well, you know what? If you're hiding from a tornado, I don't think you have to worry about that, do you?
No, you're pretty much going to
get going while you're in there.
Yeah.
The oldest.
Well, I'm just saying they could use it for more than one thing if there's a bathroom in there.
Right.
You're not
I mean, they really could
say,
prepare for an apocalypse if they added a bathroom.
Well,
in there.
It's not like big. It's that big. It's
why are they going to take? It's not bathroom. Like taking Omaha Beach. It's Kansas.
Yeah.
Hey, I live in
Kansas.
If we go to war with
people
whoever,
look at. Hey, we're going to take out Jatopa and Coffeyville, Kansas. They got
Amen. Listen, I would go to Kansas to find out.
Ozman says, yeah, you wear diapers in the shelter.
There we go. Okay, so that's one added thing.
For an
There you go.
Okay, we're up to three things now. Beer, jerky, and diapers.
There you go.
Hey, this sounds like a...
It's 2024. We're in the middle of a presidential election. Mexico's in... Not Mexico, but people coming in through Mexico invading our country. And we have issues. Like, now I know I could go to the
What the hell does that Midwest? Have to do with Kansas and a bomb?
No one's going to care about
You're
Kansas.
In the middle of nowhere. There's nowhere.
Amber, I sent you a picture of it.
And I need a bathroom, the size though. Of a laundry room. Because if I'm going to live there because of war or something.
I'm always safer here.
Have you guys
get a metal bucket. There you go.
What's up, Scott?
Have you guys heard about what's going on in Cuba right now?
That makes
like
cigars.
you've heard about Haiti, right?
They make good
right?
cigars.
So there's actually that's going on in Cuba. I mean, maybe not as far as like people eating people and stuff like that. Yeah. But there is extreme civil unrest in Cuba, and they're talking about like a mass exit
out of Cuba. Bring the cigars, dude.
It's already happening. And I'll tell you something about Cubans. There's a reason why the last presidential election, Florida went full fucking red, like redder than even some red states did.
Why?
Because of the Cubans.
Then we wouldn't have good baseball without them.
Well, yeah, they fled their country for a reason, and they remember why they fled their country.
Well, that's what I've heard too, Scott. A lot of Latin people are predicting them to be Republicans because they're fleeing these communist countries like Brazil, and what's happening with Bolsonaro going to prison and having this Lula guy who is a criminal. They're rigging elections, and it's just insane what's happening in Brazil. And then you had the president of El Salvador come and talk at CPAC about how they got tough on crime and the cartel, and they've been freeing themselves from the tyranny that's going on there, and now he's so proud of his country. I mean, the Latin community is getting hit hard with communism. Okay. I mean, they're hitting us hard too, but it's really hard in the Latin countries.
So what the hell does that have to do with Kansas?
Because I live next to Latin America, right? So I'm coming to Kansas when a little cow breaks loose, but, and I just needed a toilet. That's all I needed.
I know a lot about this. Like, unfortunately, stuff I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for sure that all of those people that flood over the border.
Yeah,
very, very, very few of them stay in Arizona.
Right.
Well, then why do we have a measles? Well, then why do we have a measles outbreak here in Arizona?
Well, I haven't heard about that. My son's in school. I haven't heard about that at all.
Oh yeah. Maricopa County made a whole announcement about it.
Yeah, we don't have that down here.
Oh, South Florida.
Oh, if you don't have it yet, you will. Come into it. It's down near you.
Even Florida has. Yes. Florida and the East Coast have been complaining.
And Chicago, it's going everywhere.
Everyone quiet.
Well, they actually said that most.
Wait, what? I got to hear the train. Where'd it go?
Oh, it's already done blowing.
That was
Freedom Land. To Freedom Land. Oh, yeah. Ahead of Freedom Land.
No, so they. So out of TIA, the most common flights from the private government cargo planes, all go to Chicago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they have a bad outbreak there of measles too. Where the mayor, who was the sanctuary city place, he's like trying to kick them out now. I'm like, what happens to sanctuary city? Don't like it anymore?
They've met their
TB is another one that's going around.
60-day.
Yes, TB is. TB is too.
They've met their 60-day
status. Bye, Monica.
Well,
see you, sweetheart.
All I could say is they obviously running through Benson and Tucson pretty fast because they ain't staying long.
They don't come through here at all.
They're going to Chicago.
They come in from Yuma.
Did you hear me?
Well, the biggest area where they come in is south of Ajo.
Yes, that's true too.
It's about 5,000 a day.
Yeah, and then Yuma too, and come in through Yuma.
Yuma's did kind you know of the a Chinese weird one, are, though.
Did you know the Chinese military are coming in to our country? They're in plain dress clothes, but they are men that are from the military from China coming in from the Darien Gap into California.
I do know there's a lot of Chinese people coming in.
Yeah.
I've watched like interviews with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not different groups. I've mm-hmm. seen the interviews.
Yeah.
I talked to Ann Vandersteel. She's been down there with Michael Yan in the Darien Gap, and she says they're military men, Chinese military men coming in.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Most of the people I know are from large cities that have heavy restriction, and most of them, the amount of money that they're paying. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
There's some Chinese citizens that had paid over 50,000 US to get to the United States.
Right.
So they're not invading.
No. Hey, Cubella.
You don't pay to invade.
No. You pay to take a ride there. I mean, that's
And there was a guy that they talked about. He came over on a cargo ship to Peru, and he walked to Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, how does that even happen? Like, that means he literally walked over the Suez Canal or
pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, mm-hmm. Panama Canal. What am I thinking?
Panama Canal.
Yeah. You guys knew what I meant. Yeah. Like literally walked through like a US port.
Yeah.
And like no one stopped him for anything. And walked through all of those different countries.
Arizona.
I mean, you know, it was like 7-8 months. It took him 7-8 months.
Was he sick?
No.
I met a girl at the bar in Las Vegas, right?
Right.
Who is Cuban, who took a boat down to the Yucatan Peninsula and literally walked to Texas.
Hi, Cubella.
May I?
Right?
Wow.
And you go to Texas.
Took her 8 months to do it because she had her two kids. She showed me pictures on her phone and videos on her phone of her literally walking with her two-year-old baby boy on her shoulders in these giant crowds. And then she said, and then those caravans would just stop. And then because she was a woman with kids, they were like, we don't really care about you. Oh, you're all used up and fucked up.
Wow.
Like, well, then she was lucky because I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Well, she's Cuban.
So.
Right?
I think she was lucky.
Every nationality has their own privileges.
Yeah, they do. So, everyone is treated different in different.
If she was Venezuelan or Guatemalan, she'd be treated like meat.
Wrong with Eric. All right.
She was still a woman alone.
Yeah.
So she was vulnerable.
Yeah, but she's older and has kids. So, yeah. I mean, not hot on the front page, I guess.
I don't know why Russ may not be feeling well, but he knows how he can get up here. He's in the chat, Eric. Okay, back to it. Shit, you've tried; it won't let you.
Uh oh.
We're still having Podbean issues like crazy.
No, it's been a crazy situation for a week.
Yeah. It's been over a week. Ever since the new update came out, it's been absolutely horrid. Okay. Let's see here. What else was I going to talk about? Shit, you guys got me so sidetracked about
it. Sorry.
Sidetracked since the last show. Get out of here.
You had to say bomb shelter, and I'm like, I'm there. Where's my toilet?
Did you guys hear Whitney Houston died?
No, I thought it was a while ago.
Hey, you know what?
Shock to me.
Welcome to 2024, sir.
Oh, man.
Wow. I heard Bobby Brown is still married to her, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you hear the Doobie Brothers broke up?
Right.
Oh, are you kidding
me? Doobie Brothers.
Exactly.
Sorry.
You know, that's hilarious.
I heard a lot of crazy shit. There we go. I heard Michael Jackson's coming out of retirement.
No way. Again? He might want to dance with somebody.
Who's he going on a tour with? Katy Perry?
No. Maybe what's Amy Winehouse.
Miley Cyrus.
Absolutely, Mark. Rest in peace, Johnny Ramone. Oh, man. Now we're digging deep here. Leave it to Seaman.
Well, yeah, we're digging deep.
Is Elvis
deep.
Still alive?
6 feet.
He's hanging out.
Don't get the conspiracy going, because they had a whole thing on the fact that he's not really dead.
Oh, well, and so is JFK. JFK's not dead either.
Yeah.
Hey, Brett, is this a twiddle my thumbs kind of show, or is
we're keeping it limited, but no.
Okay.
Did you guys hear my mouse Elvis died? Did you guys
your
hear
mouse? Elvis. Yeah, mouse
Elvis. Yeah, his name was Elvis, and he died. Yeah. Because he's caught in a trap.
Was he down in the blues?
You know, that's as bad as us talking about the cats. Because we have, between Brett and I and his mom, we have three cats.
Oh, yeah, wow.
There's Alley Cat, there's Crow. Barn Cat, and there's Chewy.
Yeah.
And well, you guys have dogs, too.
Well, yeah. But yeah. Alley was barn found in an alley. Cat. Barn Cat was found in a barn. Chewy got caught in a trap.
Yeah. Oh.
Get the theme?
Yeah, we got the theme.
How are you guys going to do that with the animals? Are you bringing them with you to Kansas?
No, we have someone staying at the house while we're
gone. That's nice.
That's me. They're flying me up there.
Right. All I had to do was pay them in oven mitts. And
yeah, Boogie wins the party when they're gone.
Yeah.
I got a nice Anderson oven mitt for him.
Oh, you do? I never thought about
it. I trade him as soon as I get the Boogie oven mitt.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How does your mom do with traveling? Because I know she has dementia or something like that, right?
She's actually lucid about 60% of the time.
Okay, so you think she'd be okay traveling back and forth?
Yeah, if you tell her she's going to get to go to a casino and play slot machines, then she's fine.
I can remember
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that she was basically had probably better reaction when she was on that trip than I do right now.
Yeah, she did.
She was like hot to trot. Like Brett was having a hard time keeping up with her, and he was like demanding, "Let's go do this and let's go do that." Now it's time to leave.
Oh wow, good.
Hello,
that's great.
Good to see you. No, we were on the road for 7 weeks, almost 8 weeks. We did a road trip, me and her. And I thought it was going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't think that we would, being stuck in a car on a road trip from
Las Vegas
to Washington wasn't exactly my idea of a vacation. But we had a great time. And she was actually fun as shit to go on a trip with.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Yeah. That's awesome.
But as long as you stopped at the casino, she was all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all she needed was her little electric cart, and away she went.
What's up with old people in casinos? I mean, my grandmother spent a fortune at the casino. It's so crazy.
They like the lights and the bells and all that.
Yeah.
You know what trains us to like casinos? I swear to God, arcades. We were at the Great Wolf Lodge, and the arcade at the Great Wolf Lodge looked just like a casino.
Yeah, they
train you young. You must love the casino. They give you the casino experience without the liquor.
Amber, let me say this. You send your kids to school?
Question. Huh?
Do you send your kids to school?
Yes.
Your school is training your kids to go to work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
So that's true. That's true.
Don't even go. I mean, You really don't live there with that.
But does the school teach cursive anymore? Same.
Yeah. It's the same. Right. It is. All right. We got to take a quick break here. Let's do a quick break here. I'm going to go ahead and actually, we're going to play real plugs here. I haven't played them out. Usually I call out, but we're going to go ahead and play some plugs. And then I got a song just for Scott tonight. And yeah, I got a good song for him. All right. Thank you all for joining us here at The Pulse. We thank you all for joining us here at The Variety Show. Today's Wednesday, March 20th. Got some great stuff I'm going to bring up afterward, too, when we get back from the commercial break. This show brought to you by the good people at Clear Sky Lodge and the Nana Repair, MyPillow. Check out MyPillow.com/ThePulse and use the promo code ThePulse to get some awesome deals right now. Also, GlowFlow Denver. Get your party stuff on with GlowFlow Denver. Check out GlowFlowDenver.com. Use promo code ThePulse to get up to 10% off. And also, I got some news about Nana Depot when we get back. All right, we'll be right back. If you guys could all mute up on the panel, and we'll be right back. Let's do it. Let's do a little Moose Lights. Here we go. This show brought to you by the awesome crew at Nana Repair, your best friend on the Parks Highway. Now offering AMSOIL products and Interstate batteries. Oil changes from $99, full synthetic, up to 5 quarts. A flat got you down, need to deal with your wheels, Nana Repair's got you covered. Forging the last frontier, need your vehicle to turn night into day? Moose Lights, Nana Repair has them and installs them. Because in Alaska, if you can't see them, you can't miss them. For vehicle care that's fast and fair, head on down to Nana Repair. 304 Parks Highway, Nana, Alaska. Give them a call at 907-832-5800 and tell them your friends at The Pulse sent you. Here you go, Scott. This one's for you.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn, lined up behind me like a big parade of late to work road rage jerks, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on the state paper, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop. If you don't like the way I'm driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. Got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel by load ain't going any faster. So just smile and wave and tip your hat to the man up on the tractor. Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. first dollar. I got two boys in the county, 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugga 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
The Clear Sky
Lodge. This show brought to you in part by the great people at Clear Sky Lodge, where the steaks are the best in Alaska. Don't forget Wednesday food specials and pool tournaments on Friday nights at 7:30. Clear Sky Lodge, located at Milepost 280 Parks Highway, Anderson, Alaska. Open 7 days a week, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give them a call at 907-582-2251. Tell them your friends at The Pulse sent you. All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Pulse. Scott, what'd you think of your song?
James Beard, welcome. I heard that song like long time ago. Right? And I totally ignored it, right? Like, that song's stupid. Like,
it's not stupid. You're like,
oh my God.
Now I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, dude, he's driving my fucking truck.
Hey, at least you're going to go for more than 5 miles an hour on that truck.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, that's the thing. Honestly, like, if you're highway cruising, you're mm-hmm. probably not going any more than 55 in that truck. Yeah, I mean, if you decided you're gonna big wheel it, you might, and then you had a rebuilt motor, maybe you're running a diesel, you replace a Duramax in it, you put big ass wheels on it, you could get into the 70s. That's what I've found out. Is that worth it? I mean, if you want to spend $12,000 on an old corn binder, then you'd go ahead and do that, you know. Right.
Yeah.
But it's totally. I like that mine just cruises along.
Right. Did you hear him? Right. He's talking the lingo of the corn binder. You're in there.
You got that.
I can't believe you said that, actually. That's from back when I bought mine in whatever I was, 16 years old.
Corn binder.
That's what my dad called it. Oh, yeah. You got a corn binder.
Yeah, what are you doing with a corn binder? Yeah. Every old man I talk to here in town says the same thing. He's like, what are you going to do with an old corn binder? Mm-hmm. Like, right. you can't really go anywhere in it.
No, but you can't. But you look cool. Trust me.
I don't know.
So Shane, you owned an International Harvester too?
My very first truck was a 1950 International Harvester half ton.
Okay.
Yeah. Top speed was 47 miles an hour downhill.
Oh,
did that work?
Trust me, because I blew the motor.
And that was downhill with the sail up.
Yeah. Three on the tree. Yeah. Six-cylinder inline six.
I knew, Scott, as soon as I played that song, you were listening. If you ever watched the video, he's like there's one spot where he's actually got a Lodestar. He's got like seven cars behind him.
You know, he's got his arm out the window. No way. I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, you'll see trucks. You'll see in there. So it's pretty awesome. And it totally reminded me of you getting the truck, and I go, I got to play that for you tonight. Yeah.
Craig Morgan, right?
Yes, Craig Morgan, International Harvester. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So watch the original video. You'll get a kick out of it because it's so fun. It really is. And all I could do was picture you driving down the road with all these people behind you and you just bobbing your head to tunes and not even giving a shit about what's right behind you. You know, I'm going, yeah, that's Scott.
Somebody will be thinking, what the hell? This isn't a funeral.
Yeah.
Did you buy it for any type of purpose or just because you just wanted it? Was there like a reason?
Oh, here we go.
Midlife crisis.
What I've told people is I've always wanted a truck to be my own truck. I wanted to own a truck, you know, my truck, like no one else's truck, ain't the bank's truck. You know, my truck, right? Never owned a truck in my entire life. I've driven them for work. You know, I've driven big trucks like that before. Like, I drove a big, like, what, like F600 for a few years, hauling big, heavy shit around all the time.
Wow.
Vault panels.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
You know, but what I really didn't want to do is I didn't want to get into the big three argument about how little my penis is and how much of a faggot I am. I'm so gay.
Exactly.
You know, you can buy the baddest ass Chevy Duramax 3500, and somebody is going to sit at a bar one day and say, "Why did you park that homo truck in front of this place?
It's true.
Are you trying to hook up with some dudes?"
Exactly, especially if you're a porn owner or a dodge owner. Yeah, totally.
Hey, now, don't talk bad about
that. No. I'm at real freaking country bars.
No, it's true. Because everyone who owns their truck loves their brand. Like, we tease our neighbor all the time because we have Fords, his dad has a Ford, and the son has a Chevy, so we tease him all the time.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, you know what's funny? I used to always tend to be a Ford person, and when I went to go buy a truck, that was my midlife crisis, and this is the first time I ever brought a brand new vehicle. They kept telling me at the Ford dealer, "Oh, that's not what you want. Let's go show you this, you know, sports car. Let's go show you." No. So walked out and then I went over to the Dodge dealer and they're like, "Oh, you want to see a truck? Come on, let's go look at trucks." You know,
we were a Dodge family. All of us were a Dodge family Dodge for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were for years. And then we just switched over one time to Ford. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, like only recent, in the recent years. We've been a Dodge family for a long time, but now we're a Ford family.
Well, now we own two Dodges.
Two Dodges, a Subaru, and a Ford.
Nice.
And now, just purchased last night. We have the official Coffeeville Chateau mobile. We bought a slingshot.
Slingshot. Is that a name of a car?
No, it's one of those things that you ladies wear. They're double barrel.
Oh, a bra?
No,
a girdle.
It's kind of a cross between a vehicle and a motorcycle. Let's put it that way.
It has that sissy car right next to it.
It has a one tire on the back and a two in the front. It's like kind of like a Batmobile.
Oh, a trike.
Yeah, well, it's not a trike.
Yeah, it's not a trike. It's a Batmobile, Amber.
It's an auto trike.
It's reverse of that.
Ones. I got you, Russ. Those are cool looking.
Thank you, Crass. It's
my only gripe about those?
What?
Is doctors and lawyers in Phoenix.
Really? They drive them?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, they do. And then they try to like hang out with bikers.
Yeah, well, we ain't
bikers like them.
Yeah. I know.
No, but if you're in Arizona and you're trying to hang out with like Harley people, you know, there's two classes of Harley people. There's the people who are, you know, smoking meth and drinking at the bar every night and their Harley barely runs. And then there's doctors and lawyers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So like in Arizona, you pull up with a slingshot with actual real bikers, they're going to tear you up. It's because it's just a rich boy vehicle, right? Like that's the way it's looked at. That's the only problem I have with it, but it's really extremely unique. And that's what most people don't know.
Rich boy vehicle, because I tell you what, we'll be eating beanie weenies and mac and cheese for the next year.
Well, you know, as soon as you tell Mike, he's going to come visit them. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'll have a Harley.
Just come play with your toy.
I would want to ride in the slingshot. Once Russ said Batmobile, I was like, oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love a ride in one of those. That would be so fun.
To the Batmobile, well, Amber May.
We wanted one, especially because Shane and Lucky have one. And we're going to go play. Let's just say we're going to go play.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Scooter, good to see you, brother. We're just actually.
Hey, Scooter.
So that's our two latest purchases in Kansas. Is we got the new car showing up. Neither one have been delivered yet.
Is the slingshot going to stay in Kansas too?
Yes.
Yeah, Shane's going to take it for a joyride for a little
bit. I can't fit any more toys in the garage.
I have my own, George. I have my own. I don't need to take his.
Yeah.
What a beautiful people, trust George. Me. Oh, thanks, Scooter. Thank you.
Nice, Scooter.
Thank you.
That was funny.
Chop ugly liver. Thanks, Scooter.
That is so funny, Scooter. Oh, I love Scooter.
Yeah, he's a good
cat. Oh, man.
I just told Scooter.
You know what? Amber?
Yeah.
It has to stay in Kansas because our garage up here right now has, what, 5 motorcycles, a side-by-side, a 4-wheeler, and a snow machine in it. So there's nothing else fitting in there.
No.
Nice.
No, I've been in that garage and nothing else is fitting.
I think it's time to build another garage.
Shane walks in, everything's got covers on. He goes, "What the fuck is that?" It was absolutely priceless. Toys.
That's so cool. I love it.
So,
you know, and the funny thing is, when you guys were here, there's actually one more motorcycle, but it was sitting in the trailer.
Yes. Yeah, my the Honda CT9.
I don't see them.
Oh, yeah.
I already
seen pictures of that already.
Yeah.
His motorcycles are like rabbits. They keep multiplying.
Well, they do.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
I don't know.
Wait until our next week's show.
Well, sorry, the firearms at your house, they multiply too. Remember that? When Brett said he found some he never remembered he bought. Remember that?
He didn't buy them. They were mine. He finally figured out the combo of my gun safe. I have more than he does.
He does. It's freaking funny. Everyone's walking through.
I love it.
There's like a gun in every corner in our house.
I love it. That's so great. On
the counter. There's like, I warned.
There were definitely three laying on the kitchen counter that were just,
I warned everyone when they came in the house before they came in the house.
One on the coal in the what do you guys call that? The meat locker in the back.
Yep. Yep. There is. There. I warned everyone. I said, guys, there's guns everywhere in our house. Just remember, they are all loaded.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, even if they're not loaded, I mean, you treat them like they're loaded.
I have a purse gun that it folds up, and if you stick it in your pocket, it looks like a pocket knife.
The 22?
Yeah,
who makes that?
American Arms.
American Arms.
Wow. Yes.
I remember when those came out. I mean, it was so long ago. You bought that at the grocery store, right?
I did. Yeah. I bought two of them. We bought two of them. I go, Susie,
you buy all your guns at the grocery store.
At the grocery store?
Yeah. Hey, you just go over there. They have a little. You buy your guns, your liquor, your typical alcohol, grocery store. Whatever. Right. Your eggs, your milk. your outerwear,
right?
Those shoes, whatever, fishing poles. Yeah, right. They got it all.
Ace Hardware in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you talking about Smitty's back in the day? Smitty's?
No.
No, this is a store called Three Bears.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Here.
It's a grocery store, and me and
gas. I think even you can buy gas
there. Yeah, they have a gas station there. You can get heating oil.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's my kind of store.
And everyone
stop shopping.
We were in the gun store. They're like, "Dude, that's cheap. Our guns here are cheap." In Alaska. Yeah, it's just one of those things. And if you say something, hey, that's a little high, they'll like knock $100 off of it. And you're like,
oh, wow, look at that. Okay. That was a big deal.
No, and there ain't much room in guns to begin with in sales.
Right. But,
yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny. It is. It's pretty cool. And then,
we can't use green stamps. Sorry.
No, no. Shane and Lucky and Robert both got to get their first rides on a snowmobile here.
That sounds fun. I've never been in on a snowmobile before. That would be great.
I wanted Shelby and Sean too, but they took off early. They left a night early. And I got to be honest, I was lazy as hell the whole week everyone was here because we were just having so much fun together.
It sounded like it on the podcast.
Oh, we were having a ball. We were making,
yeah, literally they were having a ball.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh. I'm glad. I'm glad you guys all had that time together.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. It was really good. And everyone got some bucket list of Alaska. And by the way, Susie sent out the newspapers because all these things were in the newspapers. They all ended up in the Fairbanks News Miner, which is one of the largest newspapers in northern Alaska. And they did a
all of our friends made it in the newspaper?
We did.
Yeah, there was a picture. Fortunately, the way they took the picture, you can't see Brett. And I'm kind of cut off, but they've got everybody else.
Oh, because
they're trying to do a group shot.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
People that come in and sit down in front of us.
And then the coin that Robert gave all of us commemorating the get-together, they printed a picture of the front and back of the coin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They even got a picture of Robert in the snowshoe race in there. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it was fun. It was
Like where we knew what everybody was wearing, so the pictures on the paper too of the raising of the tripod, we can all pick out. Well, there's Susie, there's Lucky, there's Robert, there's Shane, there's Brett,
there's Sean, there's it. Yeah, we can pick
out. Has to be by Daddy's bed.
Yeah, it was actually really cool, and this year we drove out on the ice, which was a neat experience for everyone because we're literally out there in our car and Susie's truck in the middle of the Tanana River, which is big as the Yukon River. So, you know, it's just kind of an eerie feeling, but kind of a fun feeling at the same time, you know? So it was good.
Do you ever ice fish up there in Alaska?
I am too lazy to ice fish anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we went out one time with Fraley.
Fraley,
hey guys, I'm going to have to get off here. My phone is dead. And
you got to go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, much love to all of you. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my friend. I'm going to spend some time with Philip.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, no, I don't mean to kill your show.
No, no, you're fine.
Yeah, I'll have a good one, man.
I love you, brother.
Have a great night, man.
Guys. Bye, Shane.
Have a great night. Shane.
All right.
Later.
Good night, Shane. Good night. All right. Yep. And Amber's gone too.
Bye, Amber. Have a good night.
Bye, Amber.
Have a great night.
Wow, man. There's like nobody in here now. Okay, no one important.
What? 17?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Come on, Russ. Help me out.
Like, brother. I'm looking forward to.
Well, you know, Shelby's been quiet for a while. She's probably sleeping over there.
Yeah, she's out like a light. Scooter, you're welcome to come up if you like. Yeah, because I'm gonna go. Scooter's gonna take me out to eat. He says he's got a place that's really good down there. I can't remember the name of it. It was like a bar and grill. down there that I'm looking forward to. Throw it out there in the chat. Let's see here. Eskimo Joe's. That was it. Yes, dude. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
Where's Scooter, where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Where in Oklahoma?
Down the street.
Not down the street. There's no down the street.
Oh, it's up the street.
Dude, literally, we're 3 miles off the
Tulsa.
Border.
Tulsa. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's down in Tulsa. Yeah.
I had a guitar player friend that was from there.
Oh, isn't that nice? Sorry.
They got a cool music scene there. Damn. Like that's basically like what how he rolled with it. Like he told me like the music scene is fantastic down there. There's like so many good musicians that are just not being seen by the rest of America that you can see in Tulsa like all the time.
Right. Yeah.
They have their own brand of music down there called Tulsa music.
Do they?
Do they really?
Yeah. It's a whole generic. Yeah.
Huh.
And when you can,
like, Baby Lights or Rocket Like a Choo Choo Train? That's Tulsa music.
The Confederate Railroad is?
No, that's it's not Confederate Railroad. But
isn't it? Baby Lights the Rocket?
No, it's the Tractors.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, it is the Tractors. Yeah. Okay.
I just want to learn. Yeah, and I also want to compliment Scott. That you never go down the street. If you're in there, you go downtown.
There you go. Downtown.
Doesn't work? Yeah. Downtown.
Like Billy Sheehan's early stuff is all Tulsa music. Yay, there's a lot of Tulsa bands out there.
The 310 to Yuma.
Here comes Thomas.
I love it, Scott. It cracks me up, dude. So how are you sleeping with that coming through?
I sleep just fine.
Do you? Don't even bother you. Are you
that's,
too
that's one of the box bangers that's going westbound
you
train.
Wave at them when they go by?
No, sometimes if I'm like probably drank one too many beers.
Yeah.
I'll go out there and I'll scream at it.
Yeah, like
quiet. Do you put pennies or quarters on the track?
No. It's really fucking dangerous here. Like
the trains don't pass through there, and there's not many guards. I mean, it's just kind of there. It's in the middle of the city.
Yeah, it's the Union Pacific. It's a full on, like, you know, nationwide freight train.
Right.
So yeah. I think the Union Pacific now is possibly the most cargo in the United States.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt
it. So to live this close to it, it's like most towns literally have moved their entire towns to not be anywhere near it.
Right.
And this town was built for it. So
It's a hub. It was built as a hub at one time.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, here's the story of that. There's railroad tracks, right? Yeah. That were, I don't know if it was in the 90s or in this century.
Yeah.
That they finally basically abandoned it. But there's a southbound train that goes through Tombstone and then goes down to Bisbee, and all of the ore, all the gold, the copper, everything else used to come up here, and then it would go, you know, left or right, basically, right? East or west.
Yeah.
So, and then Benson had a big boom, like in the 1930s, doing gunpowder, dynamite, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's an entire like a little further south than where my house is. Like, I'm in downtown, right? So if you go south, there's a neighborhood that's called the Apache Powder District.
Yeah. And that's where the old, that's where they used to do that stuff, right?
No, it's not where they did that stuff. That's where all the executives used to live.
Are you kidding me? That's
it. It's a beautiful little neighborhood. It's a couple blocks. It's a beautiful little neighborhood. all 1930s, 40s. I mean, just think like old LA kind of thing.
Right.
Like over there. But like where I'm at, it's really old. It's turn of the century old. I live in what I've been told is I actually could possibly live in one of like the 10 oldest buildings in Benson.
Right. I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Right. Like yeah. This building was here before everything. Both right. sides of me. There's a building that's next to me. I've got windows on the west side of my building that literally look into a brick wall. Because my building was first and theirs was last.
Yeah.
So they just built the building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little crazy.
Let's also welcome Crash to the panel. Crash, how you doing tonight, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. I'm very well. And it's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing good. Still hanging out with, I see Crash and Burn is doing well. And
I hope so.
It has been. I've been listening.
She's crashing and burning it down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. You got the old man on there. What do you call him? Jimmy?
Jimmy Jam.
Jimmy Jams. I thought about that. It makes me laugh every time.
I thought it was Jimmy Crack Corn. We didn't care.
Oh, geez, George. Where are you at? What are you, six?
He came up with his own name.
Yeah, no, seven. Get with it, man. Seven. Get with it. Excuse me. One of the biggest, do you know, Scott, I was actually looking in the town of Benson. I was looking at history down there, and one of your guys is biggest industries is nitrogen products down there. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's just not anymore.
It's still there. No,
well, it's still there. But yeah. I mean, you got to think, like, I live in a small town. The biggest employer is Walmart.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that. That has right. like people working there.
Right? I mean, I don't know if that's the case. Actually, I think the biggest employer probably battles between the school district and the county, because we do have quite a bit of Cochise County operations here.
Yeah.
So there is some railroad stuff. There's a railroad like cart swap out depot right. where they swap yeah. out the yeah. flat cars.
Yeah. It's a Mobard yard is what it's called.
Yeah. So that's down at the bend by the river and everything. So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really like living down here. I it's like I didn't know if I was really gonna like it or if I was just gonna think it was cute.
Right.
You know.
You've been enjoying this ever since you've been there. When I call you and talk to you, you're like happy. It's been a while. It's really been a while. Yeah.
So it's fun down here. So
yeah, it's cool. Small town shit is really cool.
I mean, I didn't have time in Tucson to do things. And then when I did have to do them, I had to, you know, you have to get all gussied up. Like around here, it's like the way like I just like go out. I actually had a lady in town. She came to me and said, "How come every night to you is Friday night?" And I'm like, "What are you saying?" She's like, "You're always so nicely dressed."
You're always
so nicely dressed. You smell good. I could smell you coming from down the street.
Yeah. Well, you're used to it. I mean, you've been a button down and jeans guy for as far as I can remember. You know? Yeah. And if I caught you, you know, unless you were coming to see me or something, it was generally, you know, I'll throw a t-shirt on. You've got, you know, a Misfit shirt on or something like I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, we went play golf. I'm in slacks. I'm not even your typical Arizona golfer. I want to be able to get into the club after, you know, have a couple cocktails, you know, like.
I know what you mean.
You know,
reminds me. Scooter, do you play golf at all? I was gonna hit Scooter up and see if he plays golf, because I was gonna check out some of the courses down that way. Or did I lose him? Oh, you do. Dude, we got to hook up, man. I got a friend.
Are we going to play golf if I go to Kansas?
Let's do it, man.
In the middle of July, all sweaty and disgusting.
Absolutely. I'll be just like playing
caddy.
You know what I mean? In July. yeah, dude, we got to Scooter.
No, don't do that, Crash. No. We'll nominate somebody to get the boot.
Hang on. Shelby, are you still with us or are you passed out?
Here, you know what? I've got to go start getting ready for bed because I have to work and I have to drive early in the morning.
I'll leave, Klaus.
Yeah.
So, from the side. I will jump off.
Oz, don't you disappear.
No, Oz, you can stay put.
Oh, boy.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, Susie. Love you. Thank you for everything you do for me.
Oz, get back up here.
You're welcome.
All right, Seaman. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night, and be safe out there. See you next week. Yep,
absolutely.
final words, Lemmy is God. Mike Leon, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm watching the game, right, the NBA right now. They're fighting for an NBA spot right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't keep up with NBA anymore. I haven't in a while. It's been quite a while since I have
baseball season. Talk about baseball. Scooter,
I know you're all talked out, but you're
walking. Wait. That's an actual thing. George, what, tomorrow?
No, baseball season started this morning.
This morning.
This morning. Okay. It happened April 1st.
No. It's the Dodgers and Padres. They're playing in Japan.
Hello, anybody
in the fantasy league here? You can notice that Scott's got over 101 points already so far.
Oh really?
No, wait a sec. Here you go, Scott. You go.
It's only two people that've got points. It's Scott and Robert so far because they got players that are actually playing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, okay. So I need to do this with you, Brett. George doesn't need this, and George would laugh at the level of what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Me and you, we need to do a full depth chart analysis, and I'll do it for my team, and I'll talk through it, and then you get to do it for your team.
Okay.
And for each position, and figure out like who you actually have, who's your backups, how you can navigate, like, oh shit, something happened, and then you can just move quickly. It's like yeah, lower level, George. So but yeah, I think you deserve to know that. With the first time you do it, it's going to be a shit ton of work. So
I've already had a shit ton of work on these this league already.
Right. No. And you know, the points I have are lucky as hell because I've abandoned my team already. So you
haven't even looked at it, have you?
No, I have. I was just like, no, dude, George did like, no. Okay. Like there's a thing like, oh shit, I had a good draft and I don't have to do anything to my team. George basically did that for every single person in that league.
Right.
Basically, after we did our draft, George did a number one draft pick for every single one of us. The amount of work that he did is amazing, and you shouldn't take it for granted. You should give a little bit back and make your team good.
Okay. So we will work on that. How's that? You and I will work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We can do that. We can do it. Okay. I'm with you there.
One of these nights, if we both get home early, me and you, we hook up, we do baseball. And we go through, we talk the dumb shit. We talk about, you know, what our primary and backup catchers are, right? Like just simple shit. Like just we'll take it from the beginning, and then no matter what, like we know at least that you're giving your 100%.
Yeah. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. No, not really serious, but just Scooter says y'all serious. No, not really. Actually, he put us together. George put us together for the Podbean NFL fantasy football. And we actually, we had a ball doing it. We all had a lot of fun doing it. And baseball is George's thing. So not only did he work hard, he worked extra hard to put this together.
Susie piped in. So I'm going to do it different. If you guys want to pick a day in an afternoon, anytime the rest of this week, like actually, I'll be honest with you, tomorrow night would be a fantastic time. If you want to do that, we will do a live screen share. And basically, instead of doing it for each of our teams, I will show you and Susie the basics. Like, so I'm not talking about ESPN.
Yeah.
I'm talking about how to find information super quick and how to do it. Like how to find the information super quick to know that you feel comfortable with who you got playing.
Exactly. Okay. Especially when you got players and you got teams and everything that have young kids that are going to be coming up.
There's a lot this year.
Yes.
Yeah. And more than normal.
I drafted them because I know they're going to be coming up after the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Nationals have this kid, James Wood.
Here's another phenomenon I've noticed this year. There's a lot of really good, solid position players that I don't even know if they're going to play this year. Because it's kind of sucky, you know, I know George, you're the same as me. It's like, you have a nostalgia about players. Like, man, if you can play second base, play second base. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so this year's kind of weird. Like, I'm really hoping the young guys are good because there's going to be a lot of bad moves by teams.
I know the feeling because I got a couple people that are on injury list right now, but Jason Dominguez, he's one of those names that are out there, and he's going to be coming up at the end of June, so that's going to be someone I'm going to have to move in and drop somebody, these young kids and everything like that.
And then another phenomenon that I've noticed is the whole idea. So you've got star – like, you know, basically like prospects, right? The top prospects on most teams are actually slated to go to other teams, which is so weird. Like, that's not normal. Usually it's like the teams are like, no, you're not going to have our best players on the farm. Like, but no, they're literally like, they're being pushed. There's rumors. There's heavy, hard rumors, big moves going. So I think this year is going to be a little more tricky than past years.
I get that. Yeah, big time. Yeah. I mean, Russell, have you looked at your team yet, your teams?
No, not yet. I need to.
Not yet? Okay. Yeah.
I am no more.
Yeah, we are now, aren't we?
Yeah, you better start moving there, boy. Hell, I had to talk to McGuire in the league, and I said, dude, are you going to pick up your San Francisco players like Soler, Chapman, and now Blake Snell, or are you going to wait until after when everything's all set and done? Oh, I forgot all about them. I'm like,
I don't even know who my third team is. I can't remember, man.
You can't remember. I know.
go look at your team. It'll remind you real quick.
I mean, I got the Cubs and the Astros.
You got the Cubs, you got the White Sox, and you got the Nationals.
I mean, the White Sox.
Oh, yeah. Me and you, Russ. James Wood. Yeah, so that's the cool part. Like, me and Russ have that in common. He's double Chicago. I'm double L.A. So. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Russ, if you're interested in that, I can invite you to that too.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Leave the commissioner out of everything. I see how it is.
Dude, you don't need it. Like, you don't, you don't understand. I'm going to go like literally like day one primary school.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking at mine right now.
Like I said, I'm not even going to touch ESPN.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'm going to school you guys on is how to navigate what the teams are actually doing. Most of the resources are going to be like MLB.com. I mean, right. Basic shit. Like, really? And George, you don't need that.
43.
Like,
well, I guess not, but hey.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to join.
20 different
ways. Yeah, hell, why not? I'll just sit there and I'll be like, yeah. Every other team I really don't know, but it comes. Fine, I'll take down notes myself. That sounds like a good idea.
Actually, I gotta wind this thing down anyway.
Yeah, and I'm fine being the leader of the misfits, George. Yeah. So.
When you get this organized or anything, let me know. I'll be in it too. Why not?
Yeah. Hey, for all those new listeners out there, I want to make sure that we've got some great content creators out here right now. Make sure you click and follow these guys. We got Ozman in here. Make sure you click and follow them. Got Scooter with the Beans and Weenies in here. Make sure you give him a follow, a click and a follow as well. We got Crash in here with Crash and Burn. We also got, we got some, like I said, some great creators in here. We got Herbal Talk with Shelby. Make sure you give them a click and a follow as well. Just some great people here. I'm going to wind this thing down. First of all, I want to thank all those 58 countries. We're up to 58 countries now, listening to the Pulse all around the world, and appreciate that as well. And also, your top 10 right now. We have Kansas just jumped into number one right now. We got Kansas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Rhode Island, Washington, Texas, Virginia, and Colorado. There's your top 10 listening to the Pulse here in the U.S. right now. And I'm sure I'm glad we got a train coming through there. We needed that. yes. All right. Let's get some final thoughts from everyone on the way through. Mike Leon, do you got some final thoughts for us tonight for everybody?
Yeah. Everybody, don't forget to pay your bills. Keep your lights on.
Right. That's actually pretty good, Mike Leon. I actually can go with that one.
I'm okay with that. Like, I'm definitely okay with that.
Definitely. Even Scooter says, brilliant, man. Absolutely.
Awesome idea.
Yeah. Hey, Crash, you got some final thoughts for everyone here tonight?
Always remember to... Uh-oh, I forgot what I was going to say there. Hang on. Always remember to give a hand up, not a handout.
There you go. There you go. Here you go, Crash. Love you, girl. Thanks for coming in tonight.
I love you, too. I'm half asleep.
That's
awesome.
That's all right. Russell, you got anything you want to tell everyone tonight?
Not really, man. Y'all just have a beautiful night and be easy, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Rest up, buddy.
Russell, rest up. I'm praying for you, brother, man. Want you feeling better. Need you back in the swing of things, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know.
Appreciate you.
I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here, brother. All right, George, you got some final words for everyone here tonight?
Yeah. Everybody, it's late. Go to bed.
Whatever. Scott. My partner in crime here. You got final words for everyone? That's you.
I think the train got him.
Oh, no. You go. Okay. Never mind.
Get off mute.
I got one then.
Yeah,
I saw this today. So I actually saved it. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Hey, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's pretty unique. Where'd you steal that one from?
Actually, I stole it from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Did you? Really? Okay.
Very cool.
Pretty good. Very cool.
I like that. I'm going to tell you guys, you know what? Just embrace the suck. How's that? Embrace the suck. The motto of champions and the mantra of those who've even accidentally super glued their hand to their forehead. Willingly cuddling a cactus or high-fiving a porcupine just because you're feeling adventurous. But hey,
I super glued my hand to my house.
See, there you go. But hey, why not dive headfirst into the suckiness of life with enthusiasm of a kid in a candy store who just discovered they accept Monopoly money? Embrace it. You know, embrace it like it's a long lost friend who owes you money, but always buys the first round of the bar. So when life throws you lemons, catch them with a baseball mitt made of bubble wrap and bounce back like a rubber band on steroids. Remember, embracing the suck isn't just a philosophy. It's a lifestyle choice, like deciding to wear socks with sandals or adopting a pet rock. So strap on your snorkel and dive into the suckiness of life with a grin that says, I may be drowning, but at least I brought my own inflatable arm floaties. There you go. That's for me tonight. Let's roll this thing out. All right. First of all, like I said, I want to thank all those 58 countries for listening to the Pulse all around the world. Thank you, guys. Our top 10 out there. I want to thank everyone that was up on the panel tonight. Mike Leon, Crash. Russ with the Outside of Normal, the king of overnight podcasting. Also, Herbal Talk with Shelby. Rhode Island Red George is with us. And, of course, Benson Scott, my co-host out there. Let's talk about some podcasts, shall we? Tomorrow morning, we got the Old Man's Podcast, 6 a.m. Alaska time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And tomorrow is Throwdown with Russ Brown. That's right. He is going to be the navigator tomorrow with the Old Man. Also, check out the Outside of Normal, his overnight podcast. Also, check out the Chef Jack Amber May Show. Check out the Beans and Weenie Show out there. Scooter's in here right now. Make sure you give him a click and a follow as well. Also, check out Tick Radio with Miss Monica. She was in here earlier. Thank you for being here, Monica. And also, newly part of the Pulse family, 620 Patio. With good old Shane the Bald Guy and Lucky Me. Make sure you check that out. Wednesday nights, afternoons for us, 4 p.m. here Alaska time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 620 Patio. Was a great show tonight. Filled the room out there. Some straight up talk and a lot of fun with a great group up on the panel. Also, check out WKOP out there with Yancey, Justin, Megan, and Derek out there. They're putting out some shows as well, downloadable. Have some fun with the WKOP, wrong kind of podcast out there. Yep, and don't forget yours truly, Mr. Eric the Podfather. Also, our winner of the fan club for February. Thank you, Eric, for everything you do for us and all those other podcasts out there. We appreciate you. Thanks, brother. All right, from myself, Denali Burrow Brett, along with Tucson Scott, Benson Scott. Shit, it's going to take me a while to change that one. And executive producer, Miss Susie. Thank you all for being here at the Pulse. You'll find me kicking in some shows again. I'm doing some chill shows along. We'll be back next Wednesday with a variety show. It's been a great time out there. Thank you all. I got one more song for you. Someone pulled it up earlier, and I got to throw it out there. So we're just going to do it. Enjoy your night. Be safe. Be kind. And we'll see you guys all out on the bean. I'm out of here. Baby likes to rock it like a buggy wuggy choo-choo train. Don't forget the Crash and Burn show also. Sorry, Crash. Got to get that one out there with Jimmy Jams. Check him out. She likes to take me dancing on the outskirts of town where the music's turned up, the lights are turned down. Shake it, shake it, shake it on the dance floor. Crowd, crowd, screaming, screaming, more, more, more. Got the boogie, woogie, woogie spread all over the place. Got a stack through the ceiling, got a stick in the fish. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo-choo train. Johnny's in the back room sucking on his chin. Police are at the front door screaming, let me in. Go, 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 dance a bit, showing off her chest. She don't know what she's doing, but she tries to do her best. She got the boogie, boogie, boogie spread all over the place. Got a stack to the ceiling, got a stick it in your face. You want my baby life to rock it like a boogie, woogie, choo-choo train. Baby life to rock it. Stack to the ceiling, gotta stick it in the fish. Baby,
killer on the stereo. Said if you wanna get it, you got to let it go. You got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. You got a stack through the ceiling, you gotta stick it in your face. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. She got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. You got a stack to the ceiling, gotta stick it in your fresh. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it. Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. She got the boogie woogie woogie spread all over the place. You got a stack through the ceiling, gotta stick it in your fridge. You know my baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train. My baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
All right, you guys, be safe out there, be kind, and we'll see you guys all out on the bean. We're out of here. Good night, all.
That's all, folks.